Other North Carolina news making headlines nationally, a federal court again found our state's congressional district map to be unconstitutional. With November's midterm elections quickly approaching, the question of what to do next has implications for the balance of power in Washington. WNC Politics reporter Rusty Jacobs joins me. Welcome, Rusty.
Thanks, Frank.
This is the second time. Three-judge panel. They looked at it once, unconstitutional. Supreme Court said, look at this again. They said, it's unconstitutional. Why did they look at it? Tell us about that. I mean, this is the same three judges who said we didn't like it the first time.
Well, the respondents in the case, the Republican legislative leaders of the North Carolina General Assembly, being sued for the maps that they drew, appealed that original ruling to the Supreme Court. Justice Anthony Kennedy, now retired, in one of his last actions, helped with that court to kick it back to the federal court here in North Carolina to determine the issue of extreme partisan gerrymandering. Again, these maps were originally discarded because of racial gerrymandering, clearly an unconstitutional thing. Extreme partisanship, that's a new issue and one that the Supreme Court has not wanted to decide on. They kicked it back and the judges have said, oh, it's clear. What they did was they also asked to see evidence of voters, individual voters from each of the districts actually being harmed by these maps. And in this case, the plaintiffs came up with the evidence they needed. They showed that actually in 12 of the 13 North Carolina districts, every district except the 5th district with Virginia Fox, were unconstitutional extreme partisan gerrymanders.
All right. So let's talk about the way this was received locally. What's the reaction to this second now ruling that, yes, these are unconstitutionally politically gerrymandered districts?
There is a general consensus that this sows perhaps chaos, certainly a lot of uncertainty. I spoke with Mac McCorkle. He is a longtime political consultant with Democrats, now teaches at Duke University's Sanford School of Public Policy. And he said that, yes, while there's a lot of uncertainty, it really lays at the feet of Republicans who do everything they can to hold on to power.
I don't think they are seeing that the fruits of that is just more instability, more distrust, more imbalance. And you need to kind of come to a stability point or a balance point in politics.
There it is. Mac McCorkle, Democratic political consultant and a professor at Duke Sanford School.
Yes. So while the Democrats and Republicans may agree that there's a lot of uncertainty and chaos, they don't agree on whose fault it is. And here's what Senator Ralph Heiss, a member of the Republican leadership in the General Assembly and key figure in the making of these maps, he lays the fault at the feet of the judges, this panel led by an Obama appointee, Judge James Wynn.
What you have here is obviously an unprecedented decision by the three-judge panel, particularly by Judge Wynn, that's proposing canceling November elections until Democrats have a better chance of winning.
That's Republican State Senator Ralph Heiss from North Carolina's 47th District. So there you have it. So what does happen next? In November, that's only 2 months away.
Right. This panel, in its order, offered a lot of contingencies. They gave the parties until this Friday to weigh in on whether the legislature should get another shot at drawing the maps, something that Senator Heiss said the Republicans want no part of. They feel they've done the adequate job. They've presented maps that are constitutional.
The Democrats would agree with that, by the way. We'd be happy to have the Republicans have no part in it, but go ahead.
And the parties should weigh in on whether maybe the one option is pushing the primary to what was the general election date, November 6th, and pushing the general election until in January, sometime after a new Congress may be seated with no elected representatives from North Carolina. The one thing the court was clear on is that they see these maps as unconstitutional. They see them as violating equal protection and First Amendment rights of these voters by diluting the voting power of non-Republican voters so much.
And this has been going on for 6 years. If you talk about going back to the racial gerrymandering, it's 6 years that voters in the state of North Carolina have been voting in unconstitutionally drawn districts. It can be, I suppose, critics would say, of these maps, an assault on democracy.
Again, the courts have asked the parties to weigh in on whether the court should prevent any further elections under these maps. So there's big issues, big questions afoot. Right now, under federal law, absentee ballots, which is supposed to be ready to go out later this month.
Right.
So the elections board, elections officials are waiting to find out clearly what needs to be done.
Now, this is a three-judge panel at below, obviously, the Supreme Court. This can go back to the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
Well, the plaintiffs, or I'm sorry, the defendants, yeah. The respondents in this case have already asked the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Berger, Speaker Moore, the Republican leadership has asked the Supreme Court to weigh in and put a stay, halt this, because they feel it is too disruptive to the electoral process. But that question is going to a potentially deadlocked Supreme Court. Again, Anthony Kennedy has retired. There are four liberals, four conservative justices on the Supreme Court. Whether they can come to an agreement on a stay or not remains to be seen.
And if they are deadlocked on the decision on whether or not to put everything on hold, in other words, go ahead, have the elections under these, we will not insist that you draw new maps, right? That would be the stay. If they're deadlocked, it remains with this federal court decision, at which point those judges can say what will happen to those maps, right?
Correct. And that's why this order, you talk to the people involved in this case, the order hasn't been finalized. Right now, there's questions put to the parties. Courts want to hear what they have to say, and then the court will decide. And if there's no intervention by the Supreme Court, James Wynn and his panel's ruling stands.
Now, a couple of possibilities here near certainty that Kavanaugh is going to be appointed to the Supreme Court, but sometime in September, that would end the 4-4 deadlock, right? Can the Supreme Court wait until then to take the decision on whether or not to issue a stay?
The Supreme Court can
do whatever
the Supreme
want.
Court.
That's Supreme.
That's right. But, you know, if you talk to Senator Heiss and other Republicans concerned about whether or not this ruling from the federal court will stand, they say that there is a premium placed in the judiciary in general on not disrupting electoral politics. So they are hoping that this court is inclined to see that as more important than dismissing and discarding these maps at this time.
And interestingly enough, Anthony Kennedy, who resigned, was the one member of the Supreme Court who really wanted the court to weigh in on the question of political gerrymandering. He's not there.
Correct. I think there was a lot of hope that this might be his last great stroke as a justice.
Rusty Jacobs, WNC political reporter. Thank you, Rusty.
You're welcome.
Just ahead, a reporter talks to us about gangs in the Triad. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.